106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So there was an incident in L.A. overnight. This is a little bit of breaking news that you are waking up to. And this story is nuts. 31 workers were trapped in a collapsed tunnel. Get this. Now, first of all, the tunnel was 18 feet wide. So it wasn't like a teeny tiny tunnel, thank God. But 18 feet, though, still doesn't sound like it's a big chasm or anything like that.
How big do you think this room is?
That's a good question. About 18 feet.
Okay.
Yeah, about 20 feet, maybe. Yeah. But 31. So they were 31 of them trapped 400 feet below the surface.
Oh, my God.
But about 6 miles from the entrance of the tunnel. So they were 400 feet down and 6 miles from where they could get back to the surface.
Oh, my God.
And what happened was they had a boring machine, which sounds funny.
You're a boring machine.
But it's like it's a thing that bores. It digs. And it was making more tunnel. And loose soil behind them. So stuff that already got dug out collapsed behind them, trapping them. And the great news is everyone's been rescued.
That is incredible.
And everyone's been rescued without any even injuries.
We needed a win. This country needed a win.
Crazy. I mean, what a crazy story. And they had these rescue workers that were standing by ready to. So, I mean, LA dispatched 100 rescue workers like that. Okay. And some of these rescue workers are equipped to handle confined space rescues. I can't think of somebody who deserves to be a billionaire more in this country than that person. Someone
well,
who signs
up. Highly claustrophobic.
Highly claustrophobic. Like, they sign up for that? They didn't lose a lottery?
And I wonder if they're considered, like, are they, like, county employees? Like, like firefighters or state employees or
whatever?
I think
they work for LAFD, yeah.
So they're not even, like, making, like, crazy amounts of money.
I think they're part of the urban search and rescue team, which I believe is part of the LAFD. I'm not quite sure about
that.
On the
news coverage we saw, it seemed like there was a lot of like fire department personnel. So
I got to tell you, reading about this story is giving me heart angina.
Now, when the Chilean miners.
Oh, yeah. We followed that story real close.
Very closely. Got trapped in the mine.
Mm-hmm.
They were in there for like days, weren't they?
Days.
Okay. And we wanted to recreate what that might feel like for you,
mm-hmm.
being that you are a claustrophobic person.
Yeah.
And we put you in the trunk of your car.
Worst day of my life.
Do we want to put you in a car, in the trunk of a car?
No, absolutely not.
Do you think that you could fit into the frunk of your Tesla?
Definitely not.
Okay.
But unless you can find me an 18-foot-wide trunk.
Well, you're sitting in one.
Yeah, basically. I mean,
they got him out in, like, record time, too. They got him out. This happened, overnight, right?
It happened at 9:30 p.m., and everybody's already out.
Right.
Crazy. I mean,
but they said that it went pitch black.
Yeah.
And nobody's cell phones would work.
No one's cell phones would work, went pitch black, and they still got them out. They still found their way out. Like, the workers knew what to do. The rescue workers knew what to do. Like, this is a well-oiled machine, which brings me back to the boring machine.
Okay.
Okay? Now, listen, we're all celebrating everything.
Sure.
This was part of a sanitation effort. If I read the article right.
What does that mean?
I think it's like they're making new tunnels to preserve the water system so that they can like get sanitation away without using the water.
Okay.
Okay. Sounds necessary. But should we be digging holes through LA? Like, I'm no geologist.
Don't say that.
But I'm pretty sure LA's prone to earthquakes, and maybe making it into Swiss cheese is just not the best idea. But I don't have a solution. Stop coming to me for them.
Newsom, please.
from Gavin to Gavin. You got to give me a break. So anyway, listen, we're very excited though that all those workers were rescued.
Yes.
And listen, very impressive. LA, you are impressive.